You're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
I think Fight Song might be my new song for my show.
Ooh, all right.
How's that?
I hear you. Okay, Wendy, I love it.
This show is brought to you in part by Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Get lash extensions worth falling in love with. My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
I am thrilled to welcome back to my show, Barbara Corcoran.
Welcome and congratulations, Wendy, having a national show now. I'm very proud of you. Well done. You took a little thing and made a big, big thing.
Michael Bolton.
Hello. Is this...
This is Wendy, yes.
Hi, Wendy. I've reached the real one. Okay. You're
the real thing. Welcome back to my show, the beautiful Maria Menounos.
I was excited when I saw you on the lineup. I'm like, yes, Wendy. You're always so bright and happy, and you are a great interviewer, so thank you so much.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
The beautiful Vanessa Williams.
I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book, both my parents, to help me become the person that I am.
Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Today's show, he was part of one of television's greatest casts as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. Actor, singer, author, comedian, and so much more, John O'Hurley is joining me. And also, if you want to discover your inner superhero, you won't want to miss this interview. Mentalist Joshua Kane is joining me, and we're going to talk about demonstrations of the powers of the mind. Do you think he can read your mind? You might want to tune in. He was part of one of television's greatest cast as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. Actor, singer, author, comedian, and so much more. Joining me to talk about his one-man show and more, welcome John O'Hurley.
Well, good morning. What a wonderful introduction. I don't know if I can live up to all of that.
You will, you will. You have the greatest voice of any person.
Well, you know, the irony of that is my voice was the last one to change in high school. For you to say that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Really? Was that true? True story?
I had to suffer the embarrassment of one of those little squeaky voices up till I was about 15 years old.
Wow. That must have been painful in high school, right?
Well, you know, it was what it was.
It's high school.
I was lucky enough to, you know, I was growing up at the time, and most of my life was in West Hartford, Connecticut. So I was, at the time, in the late 60s, I was wrapped around some of the great DJ voices in all of music, Dick Robinson and Sandy Beach and all of these great DJs back in the golden age of rock and roll and radio there. And, I think a lot of my vocal intonations came from listening to them.
Wow. Wow. So you're going to be kind of in your old neighborhood. You're going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse this Sunday, January 26th, with your one-man show, A Man with Standards. I love the name, the title. How did you come up with that, and why?
Well, very simply, I do a show with the standards, the songs that we recognize from the Great American Songbook, Moon River, Henry Mancini, Sinatra, songs like Beyond the Sea. And I take a collection of all of that great music of the 50s and the 60s, of big band music, and I use it to underscore the stories of my life that were going on, not only at that time, but at other periods of life, when I was on Broadway and then Seinfeld and the years following. And I use that time, I use those, that music to really, to underscore and in that respect, it makes it a lot of fun. It's very funny. It's great music. And there's only one tier.
Only one tier. So
I promise only one tier in the show.
Only one tier. So it's storytelling, songs, and humor, and it's always sold out when you do that. You do these shows all over.
I just finished I was just out two nights ago in La Mirada in California, doing the show there. Beautiful sellout there. And it was just, what a wonderful crowd. Oh, they just loved it. It's just an unusual show. It hits you in a different way. Very few people come in and tell stories anymore. And I'm a storyteller. I always have been. That was the nature of Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. He was a storyteller. And, I've had so many of crazy, quirky things happen in my life that it's been fun to bring them to the stage and wrap them around music that is so inspiring and memorable.
You're so right. People do not tell stories anymore.
It's so true. It's sad.
It isn't. Yeah, it isn't. Yeah. I mean, I go back, I talk about my days in West Hartford when my mother would go to the beauty parlor every Saturday morning and get her hair done. And it would come back, you know, with something the consistency of a chafing dish. And then they would go out for dinner at night. My dad had his little skinny tie, and they would go out to a steakhouse in West Hartford, Delmonico's, and they would have this was every weekend. They'd go for dinner and dancing. They always had a little combo band there, and they'd go for their same steak every week, same martini, and they would dance their dance to the same music. And it was just that's what they did. It was dinner and dancing, and that has that sadly disappeared. So I like to bring back that little slice of nostalgia with not only the music but the stories, because I feel that it was a time of style and swing and elegance. And as I say, it's called A Man with Standards because I was lucky enough to grow up around men who had standards.
Oh, my God. Times are so different now. You were telling that story about your parents. I'm like, you're right. People used to... I look at pictures of my parents, and they were always so dressed up, and there was glamour, and it was just... It was so different then.
It was a time... There was a time of being a gentleman meant something. Being a lady meant something. And there was an elegance, and there was music... The music and the manners were indistinguishable, as I kind of laughingly say, luck was a lady, we danced cheek to cheek, and love was a many splendored thing.
Oh, beautiful. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to John O'Hurley. He's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse, one of my favorite places, by the way, this Sunday, January 26th, his show, A Man with Standards. For tickets, 203-438-5795. It's a thoughtful autobiography with song and storytelling, which I love. You can feel it when you're talking about it, too.
I think what the people, the audience there at Ridgefield will come to understand is that so much of this is local flavor, because I grew up 20 years of my life in Connecticut, over the border as well for a few years in outside of Boston I lived. My first steps on the Broadway stage were just down the road in New York City. So it has a wonderful local flavor. And I'll add even one more level into it is that not many people will remember this, but I took 6 years off before I became an actor out of college. And I went into public relations, and I was director of public relations for Waterbury Hospital in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Just up the road from the Ridgefield Playhouse.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Yeah, wow. I was. Yeah. So, and I'm a director for several years, director of the public relations for the Red Cross in Farmington. Yeah, my fingerprints are all around the state.
Oh, my. Wow. So can we reflect back a little bit about Seinfeld? How much mm-hmm. did that change your life, and what do you miss the most?
Well, I was playing with the championship team in the championship season. I don't think there's ever been a cast assembled that was quite as talented or as intelligent as the four of them. And you just knew you were in St. Peter's Cathedral when you were there either rehearsing or doing the show. And you knew that you were going to be part of something that your grandchildren would be watching with you. And I can't say that about any other show that I've done. It was just blessed with permanence, and time has proven me correct. Not only domestically, but internationally. It's syndicated in 85 countries, so you really can't go anywhere in this world now and not be recognized for the achievements of that show.
Do people walk up to you all the time still and say, Peterman, and do they ask you to say, do something?
Not only that, they quote lines perfectly.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Well, you know, I do. I loved a lot of the things, but I thought the Friars Club episode was especially good when Rob Schneider was playing my hard of hearing assistant. But my favorite one, I think, was the wedding cake episode, which was also the Frogger episode, because I think that was just one of the best executed scripts that we did. The idea of George chasing his Frogger score, his lifetime achievement. At a pizza parlor that was now closing, and he had to save that Frogger machine because that had his high score on it, which was the only thing he ever, the only great moment in his life. And as he turned to Jerry, once said so whimsically, he goes, Jerry, I'm never going to have kids. This is all I have.
Was it easy for you to get into character all the time?
Oh, yeah, the character. And actually, it was easier to watch the character develop. And I mean, he just became a crazier and just a more and more of a walking lunatic.
I read that you said that Jay Peterman came naturally to you.
Well, it really did. You know, he was, and again, it goes back to a little bit of, I mean, you could probably hear one of those disc jockeys in the background, you know?
Right.
That I grew up with in Connecticut. Just that sense of those, you know, huge, melodic, almost musical voices. And that's really where Peterman developed a little bit. He was kind of a 40s radio drama combined with a little bit of a bad Charles Gerault. And I think that was kind of the genesis of the character.
What an amazing journey that lives on. Do you still, we did many of your scenes, most of your scenes, I think, with Julia, right?
Most of them there, yeah, a little bit with Kramer, some with Jerry. And I mean, I worked with all, you know, obviously with all of them. But there was definitely a Mary Tyler Moore, Lou Grant type of connection.
Yes.
Between she and I at a more absurd level.
Do you all keep in touch?
Oh, sure. Yes, I see Jerry all the time. Just was in New York with him.
So fun.
Doing a little Seinfeld thing at over on the Upper West Side there at the Beacon Theater, and had some wonderful experiences with all of them. And the business is a very small business, so it you know, there's only a few of us in it at any one time.
Amazing. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to John O'Hurley. He's going to be in our neighborhood, the Ridgefield Playhouse, this Sunday, A Man with Standards, a thoughtful autobiography with song. What an amazing night that's going to be. You can tell that you love doing what you do.
Well, I love doing this show. It's just so much fun to get out on stage and with this wonderful band that I have. To recreate the music and to really sit down and just tell stories, just in a very real sense, and sing the glorious music of the time. And it relaxes the audience, and they know that they're going to have fun. From the second I walk on stage, I make them laugh, and I let them know that they're in good hands and we're going to have a good 90 minutes together.
An evening not to be missed, for sure. Is there anything that you can talk about that's coming up with you?
Well, I have a lot of fun stuff. I'm actually over here today on Shop HQ, the home shopping channel, because I've premiered a new show called The Pet Shop with John O'Hurley, and it's celebrating because I am the host of the National Dog Show, as I've been doing that for 19 years now. So I have my potpourri of great pet products that I've selected from all over the world. In addition to that, I have a new show on HGTV that's going to be called Buy Like a Billionaire, which is a game show that allows a couple of average means to peruse billion-dollar homes and try to discover which one was purchased most recently by a certain millionaire.
Oh, fun!
And if they get it right, then the show pays off their mortgage for the rest of the year. So it's a fun combination of what HGT does really well, along with a wonderful game show theme to it as well.
So fun. The National Dog Show. We spoke, I think, once before about that. You've been doing that for so long. What was it about that?
Yeah. This is year 19 coming up. It's, you know, who knew that this two-hour slice of programming right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and right before football was going to be so ripe for something as crazy as a dog show.
And one of the most watched shows.
You know, they used to get... they used to get ratings of less than a million watching reruns of It's a Wonderful Life.
Amazing.
They put that in there, and lo and behold, we now have 32 million people that watch that show. We've been very, very lucky.
Amazing. Well, what a wonderful day to talk to you. Thank you so much. John O'Hurley is going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse this Sunday, A Man with Standard. You won't want to miss it. Thank you so much for all those great stories.
Great to talk with you.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Button flaps, cargo pockets, drawstring waist, deep by swing vents in the back, perfect for jumping into a gondola.
How do you know all that?
That's my coat.
You mean?
Yes. I'm Jay Peterman.
Fortunately, I was wearing my Italian cap-toe oxfords. Sophisticated, yet different, without making a huge fuss about it. Rich, dark brown calfskin leather, matching linen vamp. Men's whole and half sizes, 7 through 13, price $145.
Well, this certainly looks like a lot of words.
Most of all, I will never forget that one night, working late on the catalog. Just the two of us. And we surrendered to temptation. And it was pretty good.
Coming up next, mentalist Joshua Kane. He's going to be talking about his show, Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the whole family. He's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse on February 2nd at 4 p.m. You won't want to miss this interview. We'll be right back right after this break.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny for today, 40 to 45. Partly cloudy tonight, 20 to 25. Partly sunny tomorrow, mid-40s, and snow developing Saturday, mixing with changing to rain by late afternoon, 35 to 40. Snow ending a snow shower Sunday, then partly sunny, 35 to 40. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny both days, 35 to 40. I'm meteorologist Bill Jack, women on 1490 WGCH.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
Get lash extensions worth falling in love with. Longer, fuller lash extensions from Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Convenient, affordable, and fabulous. Look at me, I wear them. Their stylists will work with you to perfect the look you want. Their lashes are customized depending on the look you are seeking. From completely natural, to dramatic, to everything in between. Visit Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Book your appointment online at AmazingLashStudio.com, located in the Ridgeway Shopping Center, or call 203-635-2042. That's 203-635-2042.
If you're having trouble hearing us on the radio, it's because while we're in the process of moving our main transmitter and tower to a better location, we're broadcasting from a temporary location at reduced power. We are also broadcasting on your FM radio at 105.5 to try to get our signal out during this challenge. Of course, we're also heard anywhere on the internet at WGCH.com, particularly on your smartphone.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan. Welcome to my show, Dennis Quaid.
Hello.
I'll see you out there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wendy.
Angela Bassett, could you pick a favorite role?
I cannot. They're all your children. Can't pick a favorite child.
Tyler Henry.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. So happy to be here.
David Osmond.
Wendy, what's up with you? That introduction just made my head explode. That was incredible.
My special guest today, savvy, witty, and spellbinding. He brings life, intelligence, sensitivity, and humor to everything he touches. Join me to talk about his show, Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the entire family. I am so excited to welcome to my show, Joshua Kane.
Good morning.
I am so excited to talk to you today.
I'm delighted to be here talking to the Fairfield County and greater community who listens to your podcast.
Well, thank you, Joshua. First of all, you have to take us back to how everything started for you from the beginning.
Well, from the very beginning. From my beginning or the show's beginning?
From your beginning.
Well, from my humble beginnings, I was raised in an illegal boarding house in Westport, Connecticut. You see, my mother was a realtor, and it was the time of the recession, and finances were not that strong, and the family was recently divorced. And my mother realized one night that we were going to bed at very early times, and we needed more people in our lives. So my mother started renting rooms out in our home, and we had everybody ranging from the superintendent of schools to a policeman who was moonlighting as a mailman live with us over the years. There was even a gentleman who, when he came to live with us the first time, turned out he was running from the FBI. When he came back the second, he was doing work for the CIA. So I grew up in a very interesting background with lots of fascinating people. And I was a bookworm kid. I loved reading books, and I read everything I could lay my hands on. And I used to use the local bookstore, Remarkable Bookshop, like my public library. I would go down and go into the store, and Mr. Kramer would let me sit in the back and read through any book I could not afford to buy. And over the years, I became very much attracted to stage magic and also to psychology and different kinds of illusion and the way the human mind worked. And neuroscience had not really been coined yet, but I was leaning in those directions, trying to find out what were the things that made our realities and that led to the kinds of stories that we would tell ourselves. And as I grew older, I became interested in theater, and I was a member of Staples Players at Staples High School, and went off to college, and I've made my living for the past 25 to 30 years doing one-man theater shows.
Wow.
Traveling across the country, performing shows such as Edgar Allan Poe's Tales of Terror, Gothic at Midnight, Tribute to the Masters and the Cobb, Shakespeare's Murderers, Mad Men and Kings, and my most popular show to date has been Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the whole family. And in this show, I detect the latent psychic abilities of members of the audience. The show is for everyone who wishes they had gotten a letter from Hogwarts, everyone who wishes what was odd about them as a teenager, which turned out to be a latent superpower like in the X-Men, and for everyone who wishes someone would point a finger at them and say, "You are the one like Neo in The Matrix." During the performance, 40 volunteers will make it onto the stage.
Wow.
And together we are, it's amazing. Think about that. 40 people in a 500-seat theater like the Richfield Playhouse. This means that a huge percentage of the audience will be represented up on the stage.
That is so cool.
And together we're going to play a series of games. And in these games, incredible moments of synchronicity take place. And I'm also going to demonstrate skills of lie detection and advanced communication skills. Using my five senses, essentially I create the illusion of a sixth sense. So it looks and feels like mind reading should. And not everything works in every performance.
Right, right.
And that's the beauty of it.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's a blast. And the show came about because when I was 13 years old, there was a store in Westport, Connecticut, and the owner introduced me to her best friend, and her best friend's name was Gary Lee Williams. And Gary Lee, it turns out, was a magician and a mentalist, a magical performer who specialized in mind games. And Gary Lee was also a bodyguard to the Dalai Lama. And he took an interest in me. And he said, "I'm going to have you learn a set of skills that will be different than most magicians and entertainers are looking at." And he had me read books on body language by Julius Fast and Mirren Berg and Carlo. He had me read How to Develop a Superpower Memory by Harry Lorraine. He had me read the first book printed on neurolinguistic programming by Bandler and Grindler called Frogs into Princesses. His goal was to turn me into a young Sherlock Holmes, essentially. Someone who, by observation, could harvest huge amounts of information about people and situations. And of course, these are the same skill sets of observation that an actor needs. And I've made my living as an actor, a classical actor, also for over 30 years. And so applying the skills of the actor, being present, being observant, and being authentic and in the moment, allows me on stage to connect with the audience and create a unique experience for every performance.
They must be blown away in your show. I can't even imagine.
It is a blast. And I love seeing what happens with people when they come up on stage as they discover just how extraordinary they are. There's something about this show that attracts the most intelligent and imaginative audiences that I've ever spent time with. The people who come to this kind of show come willing and ready to play. And it's a family-friendly show. It's a show for the whole family. And what's marvelous about it is it's one of those shows which creates great conversations in the car ride home and at the breakfast table the next morning. I get emails and letters from people who've attended the show who have gone on to expand their own abilities. People who thought they could never learn memory skills, suddenly able to keep track of everything they've packed for a vacation. People who were concerned about their communication skills, finding themselves capable from having experienced the show and then going on to read some of the sources I recommend or explore some of the topics, finding they're able to bond more deeply in their daily communication with their families, friends, and work associates.
It's so amazing. You can't miss this show, Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the entire family. Joshua Kane's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse on February 2nd, and I want to stress that this is at 4 p.m., so it's perfect timing of the day. Discover your superhero in this family-friendly show. For tickets, call 203-438-5795. I cannot imagine how the audience must react to you.
Well, the audience is just a delight. It's a self-selecting audience. As I said, you get the nicest, most imaginative people. And one of the things I say at the top of the show is, if there's anyone in the room who would not clap for Tinkerbell at the end of Peter Pan, please leave now and I will refund your money. Because cynicism and creativity cannot live in the same space. And 50% of all audiences are hostages, having been brought with, you know, to the theater by other people.
Right.
So with that in mind, I do everything I can to create an experience where the audience feels safe and trusted, and they know that they're going to be well taken care of as my guests on the stage. No laughs take place at other people's expense.
I love that.
Everyone who comes on stage is a partner in making things happen. And the show is not about me. The show is about the audience who comes. And don't you think it's incredible that we have an art center like the Ridgefield Playhouse in our community?
Oh my God, it's one of my favorite places. It's so warm and cozy, and it's just such a happy place to be. And yes, we are very lucky.
I mean, I take a look at their season, and there's something phenomenal going on almost every night there. It's an incredible schedule. They put an entire calendar together of events for people to enjoy. And that says so much about the community, because the art center in a community is the last place outside of the public library where people come together across all religious denominations and political affiliations to bond together, to create an ephemeral event. By showing up at an arts event, people actually contribute to the well-being of their community and to the event itself. They change the event by showing up.
Yes.
And I think it is incredible that the Ridgefield Playhouse has scheduled this special event for Super Bowl Sunday. So people who are looking for something fabulous to do with their families before the game come at 4 o'clock, can leave at 5:30 and be home at 6 o'clock in time for the game and their party, but they can have had a cultural bonding experience before they get to the Buffalo Wings.
That's right. And I just want to remind everyone, this event is for the entire family. So wait, can you actually read someone's mind?
At times I actually can. It's an amazing thing. When we are in synchronicity, we can read each other's minds.
Oh my God.
About the number of times when you have answered the phone and known who it was before someone called. And I don't mean caller ID. Those extraordinary moments of synchronicity that take place when we are present with other people. And that's why I encourage people most to come to this event. When you come to the event, you tuck away your cell phones for 90 minutes. You get to disconnect from the rest of the world and actually be present. When we are present with each other as people, that's when we fall in love and when friendships happen.
Not
present for people, we rupture relationships and we disconnect. So by coming to an event like this with your family and your friends, it is a chance to bond more deeply. It is a chance to create memories and connections that last a lifetime. My son is 13 years old. We take him to between 100 and 150 plays and concerts and experiences a year. We go to the theater the way other people go to church or synagogue, to hear fabulous stories told by interesting people in the company of interesting people who we can have conversations with so that we can create references that fill our lives going forward.
That's so nice.
And the show is about making stories. And I'm a storyteller at heart. I was a master teaching artist and storyteller for the state of Connecticut for a decade, way back before I moved to New York City in the late 90s.
Mm,
And making stories is how we make our connections. Making stories is how we create the mirror in which we see ourselves. And I hope that the audience who comes to participate at the Richfield Playhouse on February 2nd will create the kinds of stories together that will create a shining light in their lives.
I so agree. Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the entire family, February 2nd at 4 p.m., you'll meet Joshua King. You'll experience this amazing show. For tickets, call 203-438-5795. Okay, next question for you. Tell me about your voiceovers.
Oh, as a voiceover artist, you know, it's funny because I was a shy, stuttering kid when I was in high school.
I don't believe it.
I was. I stuttered, and I had one of the tightest speaking voices you can imagine. And I was very fortunate in the teachers who I got over the years, and I do one-man theater shows of spoken word. I was a mime when I was in high school, actually. That's how tongue-tied I was. I was a mime, and I studied with Marcel Marceau. But now, as a voiceover artist, I perform one-man theater shows, and I record audiobooks for publishers such as Penguin Random House. And commercials have ranged from Major League Baseball to Pillsbury and Little Caesars. Yeah. It's been a wonderful opportunity, you know, going into people's homes through the TV and the radio. And I love spoken word and commercial work. It's a fabulous thing because nobody knows what you look like. And I do have a great face for radio.
Same here. That's funny. Well, it's
immense fun, the voiceover work. And if there are young people listening, I've appeared in World of Warcraft, the video game, as Dungeon Master Throngus. So you have either slayed me or been slain by me at some point.
I think it was the New York Daily News that said, a voice that mesmerizes. And that is certainly you. My gosh.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's a pleasure. And it's Elizabeth Barrett Browning had a beautiful phrase. She said, he who breathes most lives most life. Mm. And very often I think we speak to allow us to breathe.
That is something to remember for sure.
And I hope that when people come to the Art Center and experience the show, they will take the time to come up to the stage afterwards and talk. I sit on the edge, and I'm always happy to speak with people and hear their stories and their experiences. Part of the joy of my work is coming to these communities and meeting extraordinary people. And my life is richer for the time that I get to spend with them.
I love that. You're such a wonderful person. You won't want to miss this show at the Ridgefield Playhouse, February 2nd at 4 p.m. Borders of the Mind, the psychic power show for the entire family. The tickets are 203-438-5795. It's going to sell out. How exciting. I can't wait to hear all about it. I wish you all the best, and thank you for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to meeting you again.
Yes, same here. Thank you, Joshua.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Temperatures above normal between 40 and 45 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 20 to 25. Partly sunny tomorrow, mid-40s, and snow developing Saturday quickly over to rain. For the afternoon hours, 35 to 40. Snow tapering to snow showers and ending Sunday. Skies becoming partly sunny, 35 to 40. And mostly sunny, 35 to 40 on Monday. Well, enjoy the winter weather without driving in it. Take the Port Jeff Ferry to Long Island. Experience the great winter season by shopping in Port Jefferson. Call the Port Jeff Ferry at 888-443-3779. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on 1490 WGCH.
Get lash extensions worth falling in love with. Longer, fuller lash extensions from Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Convenient, affordable, and fabulous. Look at me, I wear them. Their stylists will work with you to perfect the look you want. Their lashes are customized depending on the look you are seeking. From completely natural, to dramatic, to everything in between. Visit Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Book your appointment online at AmazingLashStudio.com, located in the Ridgeway Shopping Center, or call 203-635-2042. That's 203-635-2042.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. It's that time of year again, and by that I mean tax time. Greenwich Library is here to help. The library has an assortment of Connecticut, New York, and federal forms available for you to take, and librarians can assist you in tracking down forms from other states or previous years. Are you the do-it-yourself type? The library has many tax prep guides available from trusted sources such as H&R Block and J.K. Lasser. If you need a little help preparing your taxes, free tax assistance will be provided by the AARP Foundation every Saturday at the main library from February 1st through April 11th. Assistance is available from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. You need to bring photo ID, along with all income information, any W-2s, and last year's tax return. Please call the library at 622-7910 if you have any questions. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, learn all about it on Greenwich Matters, every Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan.
Welcome to my show, Cookie Johnson. My God, even if I wasn't a basketball fan, I'd be your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Billy Bob Thornton, you had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals. Who knew that?
Yeah, I did. I tried out for the Royals. I got my collarbone broken.
Thanks, John Tesh.
Thanks. Great job.
Welcome to my show, Henry Winkler.
Thank you so very much.
I think you're one of the nicest guys in showbiz. It's true.
That's a lovely thing, but I will say I'm one of the happiest and luckiest guys in show business.
Her famous clients include Sandra Bullock, Chrissy Teigen, Anne Hathaway, Naomi Watts, Matt Damon, his wife Luciana, Reese Witherspoon, and they are just to name a few of the A-listers who swear by my next guest, Body by Simone, training technique which combines dance, cardio, yoga, Pilates, and sculpting long, lean muscles. I want to be part of this. I am so excited. Welcome to my show, Simone DeLaRue.
So thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. And I want you to know, I've had a lot of celebrity trainers on. When I first started my show, Gunnar Peterson launched my show with me. And I've talked to all of them. But you, I have to say, I'm one of the most excited to ask you so many questions and talk to you. Oh. And I can't wait to do your DVD. And thank you so much for sending it to me.
No problem. That's really hard. It's when I look back at it now, I was like, wow, what was I thinking? But it's great. It's very challenging.
Wait, it's hard. So is there going to be another DVD coming that might be easier?
I always think, you know, with DVDs, that's the, you know, you have them sitting at home and often people just use them as dust collectors or you know, to put rest their coffee on or something like that. But, you know, I the way I set it out and was that you could start with one or two rounds and build your way up so that you're constantly working on your strength. So it's not just something that you do once and then put away.
Well, I have
but
to tell
you, there will be many more coming.
Oh, I'm so excited! I've been Googling you, so I've been watching a lot of your online stuff too, which has been motivating me. And I like a lot what you do. So let's start from the beginning. You started dancing when you were 3 years old. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a cute story. I mean, my mom was not a ballet mother. She didn't push me into it. But I remember like my first memory of like seeing walking past and seeing like these little pink, you know, satin ballet shoes and saying to her that I wanted to do that. I think in some way she was trying to discourage me because she was like, oh no, the life of a dancer is, you know, always very challenging. So, but I started it with really movement at the age of 3, but I started and just immediately fell in love with it and, you know, had a bit of a natural gift with it. So my ballet teacher kind of encouraged me to continue. And, you know, I did that full time. So I was, you know, trying to do my schoolwork as well as dancing full time. So it was very, you know, challenging. But the beauty about dance, I think, you know, and I always say to all of my clients and my younger teenagers that I work with, is like if you can do some form of activity when you're younger, you know, it keeps the discipline, first of all, but also, you know, you have muscle memory, so your body, it's much easier to stay in shape and stay fit, and, you know, it's much easier to work out and learn to take care of your body if you've done that from a young age. It's a lot more of a challenge if you start, you know, in your 20s, let's say. So it was wonderful grounding for me. You know, classical ballet, I think ballerinas are athletes, you know, so to have that discipline and strength from such a young age has really helped throughout my career.
And while many kids grow out of activities, this was not you. And I like what I read that you said, I lived it, breathed it, and was totally immersed into it, where the point that I was dance.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think, you know, I mean, you know, there's something in women in general that have some connection with dance. But yeah, as you said, once you get to the teenage years, sometimes boys or partying becomes more important. But for me, I just, you know, I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I you know, continued and then ended up doing musical theatre for many years in Australia and on the West End in London and then on Broadway. So really, you know, I was a professional dancer for 18 years. It was, you know, my life and my career.
Wow.
Wonderful.
And you remind me of my son. Well, not that in a way, my son lives and breathes basketball. And
yeah.
I read that you wrote every day after school when other kids would have a play dates or parties, I was at the ballet. Well, my son, the same way, everyone's out doing whatever. And he just wants to put the basketball in the hoop. He just wants to shoot, shoot, shoot. So I love that passion is something beautiful. Another thing that got me about you is that you said, I don't believe in diets. I want you to expand on that for us because I thought that that was very important for people to hear.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said, growing up in the ballet world, I was witness to so many eating disorders. You know, the pressure put on young women, you know, especially today with all these magazines and everything that's photoshopped now, even like selfies, everything's photoshopped and, you know, you've got these wonder cams so you can make yourself look like flawless. And
right.
It's so much pressure on young women, you know, and being in the ballet world where you expected to be thick thin, you know, there was a lot of people trying to do these crazy fad diets or not even doing diets. They just weren't eating.
Right.
And, you know, I watched over the years that then they became injured, you know, then they became ill and their careers, you know, were quite limited and cut short because of that they weren't actually fueling their bodies, you know, to keep the strength. So I also had wonderful guidance from my mum. She always made sure that I ate well and never really let me go down that path. So, you know, that was it's something that's been, you know, in my world for a long time. And now working with women, that's one of my major messages. You know, I want you to work to your own ideal weight, your own ideal body image. You can't possibly look like, you know, some of the people that you see in the magazines or that you see on film, you know, because one, that's not realistic a lot of the time. And, you know, two, you have to just to learn to love yourself and love your body. So for me, it is 80% diet, 20% exercise. But when I say the word diet, I don't mean going on a
binge diet. You don't mean starving yourself or extreme diets.
Or
like
juice cleanse or
right,
anything like that.
Right.
It's basically, you know.
That also got me about you. If you just, you know, I'm talking to Simone de la Rue. She is the founder of Body by Simone. Her DVD is the signature class, the full body and dance cardio. You also have a book, Body by Simone, the 8-week total body makeover plan. And I love this about this because you get so much information in your book with also, ideas for eating too.
Yeah, I mean, I basically eat like paleo. I find that that works well with my body. I'm able to process the foods, and that's what I try to encourage people and my clients to do. Obviously, you know, it's all a personal taste, but by eliminating, you know, gluten, by eliminating dairy, eliminating alcohol and sugar and caffeine and sodium, even just for like 2 weeks, we do it, you know, a cleanse. So you're constantly eating, but the idea is that you're detoxifying the system and cleaning out your gut. Often we're allergic to foods that we don't even realize, and this is a wonderful way of doing that. So, yeah, you know, I really try and encourage people to think about cleansing out their system. And in the process, you end up dropping a little bit of weight. But it really is about a healthy lifestyle, you know, living a healthy life.
So tell us what we can expect when we go to your studio. Now, you have three locations.
Yeah, I'm just about to open the third one next weekend, actually, in Brentwood.
I read that. I was so excited.
No, I really don't know yet.
Oh, but it was on the website. Okay, don't know yet, but okay. And I'm very familiar with that. I covered the O.J. Simpson trial, so is it near? It's near that, right there, right?
It's
around there.
Well, yes, yeah.
Around that neighborhood. Okay, so wow. So tell us what we can expect when we go to your classes.
It's just a fun, joyous experience. I always tell, everyone to leave their ego at the door. There's no judgment. All of my trainers are professional dancers, but they're also, train under me. And so we work at really just trying to empower women, especially, and just make it a safe environment where you feel like you can, get a wonderful workout, but at the same time have a good time. We don't want to, I don't want to try and take myself seriously, and I don't want any of the clients to. It's like making, a fun experience.
And so you train a lot of celebrities, which I've mentioned, and we've known and we've seen. What's the best part? I mean, I know they're just like us, but what's the best part of training them? And I've said this before to other trainers that train celebrities, because they have, their bodies are their work too. So they're getting in shape, or they're getting to look like something because they're about to play a part too. And this is their livelihood. What is it like to train them?
I actually really enjoy, because often most of the times we're working towards a goal. So the goal may be, it's either the actual filming. There's a scene in the film where they need to have, a bikini on or hot pants on or their arms exposed. Or the goal is that then we're working towards the red carpet appearance or, the award season. So it's nice to actually have a goal, and I always encourage all of my clients to have a goal, whether that's your wedding or your high school reunion or whatever that may be, because then you obviously want to work harder. So I enjoy that part of it because they're obviously very driven to achieve that goal, and we have, 8 or 12 weeks to get there. So that's really wonderful. But as you said, they are getting paid to do this. The film companies, they're paying me to make sure that I get them in shape. They're getting paid to have a chef to make them eat the right food. So it's they're getting paid to look a certain way. So it's their responsibility to do that. But I do like working towards the goal with them, because it's fun to see the end result, because it's on film or it's on magazine or online.
She's the founder of Body by Simone, Simone DeLaRue. Her DVD is The Signature Classes, Full Body and Dance Cardio. Her book is Body by Simone, The 8-Week Total Makeover Plan. All right, so for those of us out there who, and I just turned 51, and I know that for women especially, it's not as easy after you've had kids and you're on the go, and I'm really trying to get myself into shape. What's your best advice for us? I mean, what is your routine? Like, how many days do you work out?
I mean, you can't really compare me, because I do like 6 days a week, hours on end, because I work alongside my clients to, keep them motivated. So I probably work out too much, I would say. But, I think what's really important for the working mom or the, woman with a career is that, balance. You have to make sure that you keep a slice of the pie for you. That's just yours. Even if it's only 20 minutes, like, you can get an amazing workout in 20 minutes now. So it's just, don't make an excuse and say, oh, well, I don't have an hour today. I won't bother. I'll do it tomorrow. Just even doing 20 minutes a day is great. And if you have time to do an hour or 55 minutes, that's especially for you, then that's, wonderful as well. And it's important to have a rest day. It's obviously important to combine that with what you're eating as well. There's no point. I've had some clients that say, oh, I didn't eat anything all day today, but then they went and had 2 glasses of wine, a lot of moms do that too. They're like, I need wine just before after the kids go to bed, just because to get through the day, it's been a long day. But, it's also, you have to think about the calories that you're drinking when you do that. So.
And are you a big believer, it's not the weight on the scale, it's really how you fit in your clothes and how you see yourself too?
Absolutely. I don't own a scale. I haven't stood on one for probably 20 years.
I love that about you. I don't like the scale, because I know when I feel, I know when my pants fit me well. I know when I'm looking better than I usually, I know there's weeks when I'm better than I'm not.
Yeah, it's muscle mass weighs more than fat, so the more you're working out, the more muscle you're going to develop. So obviously it's going to go up in the scale. you know, if it's that time of the month, if you've had to drink too much water, if you stand on the scales in the morning, if you stand in the evening, like your weight fluctuates, and I think it can actually send women crazy. So I always say go to how you feel, see how your clothes feel, but more importantly, it's your energy levels. You know, do you sleep well? Are you firing and ready to, you know, attack life? And do you feel stronger physically? Are you able to run after your kids? That kind of stuff is more important than, you know, 1 or 2 pounds on the scale.
I agree. And are you a big believer breakfast is the most important meal?
Yeah. I think whether it's the most important meal, but it's you definitely have to have breakfast. So it's just like, you know, I say graze like a cow, constantly put fuel into the body, you know, 6 little meals a day. But, you know, if you haven't eaten since 9 o'clock at night when you went to bed and then you don't eat until lunchtime, you're actually starving your body and starving your system for, you know, over 12 hours. So, you know, it's like a car. If you don't put gas in it, it won't run.
That's right. Tell us about the 8-week total body makeover plan. What is that about?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's I did 8 weeks because it's setting realistic goals. You know, I hate when I open a magazine and it says, lose 5 pounds in 5 days.
Right.
And, you know, something crazy like that. So it's like 8 weeks is a realistic goal to not only change your body, but also, you know, to change your lifestyle and see change that you can maintain. And that's what I want, you know, my philosophy is we want to be able to maintain, get to your own ideal weight and be able to go either side of, you know, a few inches. But 8 weeks was set because it's realistic. It's a realistic goal. And, you know, over that process, you're developing strength. You're working on, you're having a cleanse for 2 weeks. You're cleaning out your system. You're making better choices with food. And, you know, and then you're going to continue on after those 8 weeks.
I think that's a great plan. She's the founder of Body by Simone. Her DVD is The Signature Classes, Full Body and Dance Cardio. What do you want to leave us with? I'd love to have you come back again. I've enjoyed this so much and learning about you and your book and your DVD. I can't wait to try it. I'll let you know how I do.
Yes, please do.
I will definitely let you know how I do. And I like your philosophy on almost everything.
Thank you.
So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This show is brought to you in part by Amazing Lash Studio in Stamford, Connecticut. Get lash extensions worth falling in love with.
And is copyrighted by What's Up With Wendy for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without What's Up With Wendy's consent is prohibited.
My show, What's Up With Wendy, is now a podcast. You can subscribe or download Apple Podcasts. They will roll out throughout the whole year and be available on Apple iTunes and Blog Talk Radio and many more. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up With Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Loewy Sloan.
No, I've still got a lot of fire left in me.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body